Gene therapy is on the horizon. Tell us about it.
So gene therapy has been the promise in hemophilia for 15 years or more. And like most therapies in medicine, it's been two steps forward, one step back, back to the lab, work this out, two steps forward, one back, over that period. We kind of went through the glass ceiling about a year, 18 months ago, where the essential major barriers have, I would say, have been largely overcome at this point. So there is a rush, actually. There is a from having academic endeavors in gene therapy in a few really good centers, including our own, there is now a six or eight companies that are getting into clinical trials in gene therapy, recognizing that it's just around the corner. So it's looking extremely viable and possible.
How often do patients develop an immune response to either the factor that they're getting prophylactically or, I suppose, even a gene therapy approach?
Yeah, and that is the big bugaboo still in hemophilia. Many of our patients in the 70s and 80s, the big bugaboo then with plasma-derived clotting factor was blood-borne viruses, particularly HIV and hepatitis C. That era is done. It's finished. We're using synthetic clotting factors. Thank goodness. The big problem or the major complication now is when a patient develops an antibody to the infused factor 8 or factor 9.
A foreign protein
to them. In severe hemophilia, it's estimated that at some time in their life, in severe hemophilia A, about 1 in 4 patients, maybe as much as 1 in 3, will develop an inhibitor. Fortunately, sometimes it goes away spontaneously. But when it doesn't and it's high level, it's a major clinical challenge. It's pretty rare in hemophilia B, but we have a few cases. It's much less common, however.
What can be done about this inhibitory antibody?
So in severe hemophilia, these antibodies are picked up usually in the small children once their bodies start to get exposed to the clotting factor in early life. So the pediatricians will immediately try to actually get rid of this antibody. And the way they do it is through a process known as immune tolerance induction. So what they do is step up significantly the dosing and the frequency of factor VIII infusions to train the patient's immune system to give up on making these antibodies against the clotting factor. When you go to the allergist with a bee sting allergy, they do something similar. They train your immune system to give up on making that life-threatening antibody that, you know, can cause bee sting allergy. So it's sort of a good analogy to that, but it can take months to even a couple of years or so, and it's about 70% successful. Not always successful.
Peanut allergy. The whole trial to get rid of peanut allergy by using a lot of peanut protein.
Yeah.
Sort of interesting.
The immune system is interesting.
If one thinks forward what gene therapy could look like, how would it work?
Well, so the way it works is that, as I mentioned, the hemophilia patient has a gene they've inherited, which is not making the factor 8 or factor 9 as it should. So this gene therapy is really another way of delivering the missing clotting factor. But in that case, we fool the patient's genetic system into making the protein that it otherwise is defective in. And the way this is done is to use it's essentially a virus, but it's not a virus that causes disease. And it's sort of the Trojan horse. You load it up with the gene for factor 8 or factor 9. You inject it one time intravenously. It's trained to go to the liver where it sets up residence and starts producing the factor 8 or factor 9. And the in the last year, we're finding out that we can achieve essentially normal levels of either factor 8 or 9. A few years ago, we were delighted to get to 3%, 5%. And it's just, as I mentioned, of course, it's there's always provisos. But generally speaking, the results are looking very, very encouraging.
Great. What a wonderful promise.
Yeah.
How long does it take for that therapy to work?
Well, you start to see the patient making their own factor 8 or factor 9 within a week, actually. But it peaks out at several weeks, 3, 4, 5 weeks. And then it stays at that level. You know, some people are going to be getting 15%. Some are going to be getting 80%. There's a little bit of unpredictability as to how high they will peak out at. But once it sort of hits its plateau, it generally stays there. Mm-hmm. So we think that it's the question is how is one time good to go for the rest of your life? And we'll have to see. We know that from the hemophilia dogs here at Chapel Hill that they're about 10 years out, and that's a very good model of human disease. So it looks extremely promising, but it's not impossible that a second treatment could be required.
Amazing when compares that to regular prophylactic infusions.
Yes.